Today, I'm diving into one of the most underrated tools in a project manager's arsenal: positive encouragement and reinforcement. Now, it might sound simple, but it's nothing short of a game changer. And when done right, it can transform an average team into a powerhouse of productivity, creativity, and collaboration. Imagine a team where everyone feels valued, empowered, and excited to continue. Imagine a team where everyone feels valued, empowered, and excited to contribute. Sounds like a dream, right? Well, it's possible if the leader is willing to change their approach. By focusing on positivity and meaningful reinforcement, you can unlock potential that you didn't even know your team had. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast where we throw out the old playbook and uncover bold, innovative strategies to achieve project success, all without sacrificing your team's well-being. I'm Wayne Robertson, and I'm thrilled to have you with me today. So, if you're ready to supercharge your projects and see results like never before, stay tuned. I will explore how shifting your attitude as a leader can create dramatic, lasting change, not just for your team, but for you as well. So let's get started. Let me tell you the story about Samantha, a talented but struggling project manager who found herself in a very tough spot. She was leading a critical project team that was tasked with delivering a complex solution on a tight deadline. But things weren't going well. Deadlines were slipping. Morale was at rock bottom, and the project seemed destined for failure. Samantha was desperate to figure out what was going wrong, and so she decided to do something that she hadn't done before: sit down with each team member one-on-one. And what she discovered was a hard pill to swallow. She was part of the problem. Her team explained how her constant focus on the negatives, the missed milestones, the errors, the delays, had made them feel like they were complete failures. She realized that she had been so consumed by the challenges of the project that she'd completely overlooked the team's successes and efforts. And even when they solved tough problems or made significant progress, she rarely acknowledged it. The result? A discouraged team that felt unappreciated and unmotivated. Samantha knew she had to make a change, and fast. She began shifting her approach immediately. Instead of focusing on what wasn't working, she made it a point to celebrate every win, big or small. In meetings, she highlighted the team's achievements and recognized individuals for their contributions. And privately, she reached out with positive comments, thanking team members for their hard work and perseverance. Now, to be honest, at first, the team was skeptical. They weren't sure if Samantha's praise was genuine or just an act to boost morale temporarily, but over time, her consistency won them over. They saw that she was serious about valuing their work and truly believed in their potential. As the weeks went on, something amazing happened. The team started to perform at a level Samantha had never seen before. They tackled problems with creativity and determination, met ambitious deadlines, and even pulled off what seemed like miracles. The atmosphere shifted from dread and defeat to energy and excitement. Samantha herself experienced a transformation. She no longer dreaded coming to work each day. Instead, she looked forward to seeing her team collaborating and celebrating their progress. The project turned around and exceeded expectations and became a shining example of what a motivated, appreciated team could accomplish. And Samantha learned a powerful lesson. Positive reinforcement isn't just about making people feel good. It's about unlocking their potential and creating a culture where they can thrive. Now, this story shows the incredible impact a project leader can have when they focus on building their team up instead of breaking them down. Positive encouragement is a simple shift, but as Samantha discovered, it can make all the difference. Now, Samantha's turnaround didn't happen overnight. It was the result of deliberate steps and a consistent effort to rebuild trust and morale. So let's look at how she transformed her discouraged team into a powerhouse of productivity. The first step is to realize the problem. Samantha started by having private, honest conversations with each team member. She listened intently to their concerns and frustrations, and realizing her leadership style was unintentionally demoralizing. Now, this self-awareness was the turning point. And she also identified her habit of focusing solely on problems and failures. And her critiques, they were well-meaning, had overshadowed the team's accomplishments and left them feeling undervalued. So the next step was Samantha consciously shifted her focus to identifying and celebrating the team's successes. She made a mental note to balance constructive feedback with positive reinforcement. And each day, Samantha asked herself, "What went well today? What can I celebrate with my team?" And this helped her stay grounded in a positive mindset. It wasn't easy, and it took a while, but she did it. The next step was to take some action. In team meetings, Samantha began every session by highlighting wins, completing a task, solving a challenging issue, or meeting a milestone. This set a positive tone and gave the team momentum. And instead of generic compliments like, "Good job," Samantha got specific, and she would say, "Great work on debugging the software module. It's much more stable now, thanks to your attention to detail, Alex." This reinforced exactly what behaviors were valued. And she occasionally wrote short personal messages to team members, thanking them for their hard work and explaining how their contributions were making a difference. Now, at first, the team thought her positive comments were a temporary act. They're a little nervous. Samantha proved them wrong by consistently recognizing their efforts and sticking to her new approach, even when deadlines loomed. And she created an open-door policy, encouraging her team to share their concerns and ideas freely. And she listened without judgment and acted on their suggestions when feasible. And when the team achieved milestones, Samantha made it a point to celebrate even in small ways. Whether it was ordering lunch, sending a team-wide email of thanks, or just pausing for a quick round of applause, these moments brought the team closer. And Samantha empowered her team by delegating decision-making to them. She showed that she trusted their expertise, which also boosted their confidence and accountability. She showed that she trusted their expertise, which boosted their confidence and accountability. Now, this one's a big one and very hard for most people. But Samantha openly acknowledged her past missteps to the team, saying, "I realize I haven't always been the best at recognizing your hard work, and I'm committed to changing that." This vulnerability earned the team's respect. And even during setbacks, Samantha modeled resilience, and instead of assigning blame, she framed challenges as opportunities to learn and to grow. No, Samantha worked with the team to break the project into smaller, achievable tasks, and this gave the team clear, manageable targets to focus on and celebrate along the way. And she encouraged the team to brainstorm solutions and experiment with new ideas, creating a collaborative and innovative atmosphere. In using visual tools like a progress chart, Samantha made achievements visible to everyone. Watching their collective progress gave the team a sense of pride and motivation. But slowly but surely, the team began to trust Samantha's new approach. They felt recognized, valued, and supported, which actually energized their work. So what once seemed like insurmountable challenges became an opportunity for them to shine. Now the team not only met their deadlines, but they exceeded expectations. Their enthusiasm, their creativity, and cohesion resulted in high-quality deliverables that impressed upper management. And Samantha found herself looking forward to work each day. She was no longer managing from a place of dread, but leading with confidence and optimism. Samantha's story is a powerful reminder of how transformational positive reinforcement can be. By listening, learning, and leading with positivity, she turned a failing project into a resounding success and became a better leader in the process. Negative reinforcement, while sometimes effective in the short term, creates significant long-term issues that can cripple a team's morale, their productivity, and overall success. Here are the negative outcomes that arise when management relies solely on negative reinforcement to lead their team. The first one is low morale. You know, if there's constant criticism without any acknowledgement of any achievements, it leaves the team members feeling demoralized and undervalued. And employees begin to doubt their skills and abilities as they only hear about their mistakes or shortcomings. An atmosphere of fear and negativity discourages open communication and collaboration. This leads to increased stress and burnout because employees under constant scrutiny feel excessive pressure, leading to stress and anxiety. And persistent negativity can contribute to depression, self-doubt, and maybe even physical health problems. And burned-out employees are more likely to leave, increasing hiring and training costs. So it turns into reduced productivity. Employees stop going above and beyond because they feel their efforts won't be recognized or appreciated, or sometimes even criticized. And the fear of criticism may cause employees to delay tasks or avoid taking initiatives. A discouraged team often delivers subpar work as they focus on avoiding mistakes rather than striving for excellence. And employees hesitate to share ideas or report issues for fear of being reprimanded. And they may stop communicating openly with management, which is horrific, creates misunderstandings, bottlenecks, and some stupid things can happen. And innovative ideas are stifled because employees don't feel safe proposing new approaches. And so you end up with a toxic team. The team members may adopt the manager's negative tone, blaming each other instead of solving problems collaboratively. And there is internal competition. A focus on avoiding blame fosters competition rather than teamwork, damaging relationships within the team. And then employees may feel disconnected from each other, and that reduces collaboration, camaraderie, and, in the end, success. Also, it turns into project failures. Employees that are disengaged from their work are less likely to meet deadlines or to produce quality results. And when employees work in fear, they may overlook small details leading to larger issues down the line. And negativity shifts focus to assigning blame rather than finding solutions. And this end up becoming decreased loyalty. You end up with high turnover rates. Team members frequently leave organizations with negative leadership, often citing poor management as the primary reason. Also, a toxic work culture discourages talented individuals from joining the company and may harm an organization's reputation in the industry. And high turnover results in the loss of experienced employees who take their knowledge and their skills elsewhere. Also, personal growth gets impacted. Employees avoid taking risks or trying new methods because they fear failure and criticism. And negative reinforcement often focuses on punishment rather than development, and that leads to stagnation. And team members stop looking for ways to improve because they aren't rewarded for trying. That leads to some erosion of leadership credibility, because leaders who rely solely on negativity lose credibility and respect from their team. Team members may view managers as incapable of inspiring or leading effectively. And over time, employees may actively resist management's directives, leading to conflict and inefficiency. And that starts leading to an overall organizational decline. Lack of innovation, the negative culture stifle creativity. It leads organizations to be stagnant in competitive markets. And also it leads to poor performance, high turnover, and low morale, ultimately impacting the company's bottom line. And companies with toxic leadership struggle to retain and attract top talent, and the falling behind competitors with more positive environments. So when management relies solely on negative reinforcement, I've seen it and I've been in it, the immediate focus on fixing problems often leads to a cascade of issues, including low morale, high turnovers, poor performance, and a toxic workplace culture. And while pointing out mistakes is sometimes necessary, failing to balance this with positive reinforcement undermines trust, productivity, and team cohesion, ultimately leading to long-term failure for both the team and the organization. Now, let's take a look at the other side. Positive reinforcement and negative reinforcement are both tools managers can use to influence behavior, but they differ fundamentally in their approach, their impact, and application. So understanding the nuances of each can help us make better decisions on how to lead the teams effectively. So let me start with a definition. Positive reinforcement involves adding a positive stimulus to encourage a desired behavior. This could be praise, rewards, recognition, or opportunities for growth. For example, praising an employee for submitting a report early, that increases the likelihood that they'll go ahead and do it again. Negative reinforcement involves removing a negative stimulus to encourage a desired behavior. It's not punishment, but the alleviation of something unpleasant when the behavior improves. So by reducing micromanagement when a team member consistently meets deadlines goes a long ways to helping. Now, focus. Positive reinforcement. It focuses on what employees are doing right and amplifies that behavior. It highlights achievements, strengths, and contributions. And negative reinforcement focuses on reducing or avoiding negative outcomes by modifying behavior. It's reactive to issues, then proactive, and it leaves the team members lost. Now, on team morale, positive reinforcement boosts morale. It builds confidence and fosters a sense of accomplishment. It encourages creativity and risk-taking because the employees feel safe. But if you're into negative reinforcement, that can create a sense of relief, but not necessarily motivation. It may lead to a workplace focused on avoiding failure rather than striving for success. And if you're striving for success, you may fail. The risk of resentment if employees feel their actions are only acknowledged when problems arise. Now, let's look at the long term. Positive reinforcement strengthens team loyalty and engagement. It builds a culture of recognition and appreciation. It results in sustained productivity and innovation, where negative reinforcement often leads to a transactional relationship with management and can foster a culture of fear or complacency, and employees may do the bare minimum to avoid discomfort rather than trying to excel. Now let's look at management. Positive reinforcement is publicly recognizing a team member's excellence. Publicly recognizing team members' excellent presentation during a meeting, offering bonuses or promotions for exceeding project goals, writing personal thank you notes for hard work. Great things you can do. Now there's misconceptions. Positive reinforcement misconceptions because some managers mistakenly believe that constant praise diminishes its value. In reality, authentic and specific recognition enhances its impact. It's not about ignoring problems. It's about balancing constructive feedback with the acknowledgement of successes. So, what can management do? Well, recognize the purpose. Positive reinforcement builds up and inspires employees to repeat good behavior. Also consider the outcome. Positive reinforcement creates a positive feedback loop, fostering intrinsic motivation, and negative reinforcement addresses immediate compliance but often doesn't instill long-term enthusiasm. And use positive reinforcement for achievement, progress, and behaviors you want to see repeated. Positive reinforcement and negative reinforcement are distinct but complementary tools. Positive reinforcement fosters a motivated, engaged, and high-performing team by focusing on strengths and achievements. Negative reinforcement, when used appropriately, can help remove barriers or alleviate pressures that may be hindering performance. However, management must be cautious. Over-reliance on negative reinforcement risks creating a culture focused on fear and avoidance, whereas a balance tilted towards the positive reinforcement is more likely to sustain long-term success. Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode of Ignoring the Rules. I've taken a look at the incredible power of positive reinforcement and how it can transform a struggling project team into a high-performing powerhouse. We've also seen the devastating effects of negative reinforcement, low morale, missed deadlines, and high turnover. So, if there's one takeaway from today's episode, it's this. As a project leader or in management at any level, you have the power to shape your team's success by focusing on positivity, celebrating wins, and showing genuine appreciation. You can unlock the full potential of your team. It's not about ignoring problems. No, not at all. It's about creating an environment where challenges are tackled with energy and confidence, not fear and doubt. And to all the project leaders out there, I want to encourage you, take that first step. Start recognizing the good work your team is already doing. Be consistent, be genuine. The results might just amaze you. And thanks so much for tuning in to Ignoring the Rules. I hope you found today's episode inspiring and practical. And if you enjoyed this discussion, please subscribe, leave a review, share it with others who might benefit from these ideas. Because remember, great leadership isn't about following the old rule book. It's about creating new paths to success for you and your team. I'm Wayne Robertson. I'll see you next time as we continue to explore how to build stronger teams and better projects by ignoring the rules. Take care and keep leading with positivity.